you're rocking that one thing. Oof. Hello and welcome to Reach Mahjong's weekly podcast. Yes. We are weekly, right?
Yes, we're weekly. You know, do you want to do this again? Last week we were weekly on Wednesday.
So we were weekly in one day.
Yes.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah, I know. I guess we can't do it again. It was so spontaneous.
I know.
In case you were wondering what happened, we were really, really brilliant about the difference between weekly and sort of, you know...
Well, because we were daily for 3 days, and then we were weekly again.
Yes.
2 days after that.
And then there was the whole question about whether you could be weekly in just one day, or 3 days. Could you even be weekly 3 days consecutive? That seems a little bit more like daily.
Yeah, what would it be called if you, like, did something 3 times a week?
I think we could be... Weekly,
as be in thrice weekly.
The first weekly would be spelled weakly, and then the other weekly.
That is the weekly we have been this year so far.
Definitely weekly, the weekly with an A podcast.
Yes. My goodness.
I don't know if that.
You know, I have a lot of work to do. We need to.
I know. We need to what?
I don't know.
Wrap it up.
We need to do. Yeah, a minute and a half. It's been a good show.
Yeah, it's fine. We rock. That's how we roll. So yes, here we are podcasting again. As we do semi. Well,
this is the reachmahjong.com.
Oh yes,
podcast.
And I didn't say that yet, did I?
I don't know.
Reachmahjong.com podcast. We do this site, except that Jen does the site, and then.
Yeah, and Garth doesn't even post in the forums or anything.
I did that for a week or two.
You do that weekly for like a day?
Weekly, yeah. I did that also with weekly with an A. yes, I should probably. Well, now that I'm not drinking anymore.
Except for today. You're drinking today. Daily today?
Yeah, I drink daily. But that this is not my fault. I was made to drink. I mean, I'm not saying that my mom made me drink. I'm saying that somebody made me drink.
Who said your mom?
Well, my mom made me, so that's my
thing.
You could take the way that I said that to mean that.
But I think your mom may have made you to drink.
That's an interesting. These are all very deep philosophical questions that we're getting into here. Yes. Yeah, so, but finally this week, we actually have some mahjong to talk about.
Yeah.
It's been a long, cold winter of mahjong discontent.
Mahjong.
Discontent.
It really was mostly over winter, too.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
And spring came, and Mahjong was good again.
Bloomed.
You bloomed.
Pardon?
You bloomed at Mahjong.
Well, for once. Yeah. You know, it's a lot easier to make it to league when it starts at 2 in the afternoon.
Even easier than when it starts at 1. But somebody was tweeting, like, maybe I'm going to be late for my 2 p.m. league tomorrow.
Or I didn't tweet.
Lining. That was online. Yes.
Because, you know, I could still move down another league before I actually fall into E league. So, you know, still sort of safe. Although, did you notice that in the little information thing that they talk about, like the rules for league and whatever, at the very end there, they do go into a little bit more detail about the penalties than I think they did before. Because I don't think they ever mentioned that it's a possibility you could drop down a league if you're late.
Mm.
And when that happened to me, that was the first time I had ever heard of anything like that.
And after that became the norm.
It became the norm that if you're late too much, you can actually drop down a league?
Yeah.
Holy crap. And so then, you can call her my girlfriend now. In case anybody doesn't really realize, I'm pretty fairly committed. She was reading the thing, and after having explained to her how I dropped down to D2 before, she was like, oh my gosh, this is totally a rule that's obviously just written for you, Garth. I'm like, wow, I guess they really did decide to change the rules a little bit for me. Because I don't think anybody is actually as regularly late as I am. I haven't seen that anybody except for perhaps Shinya, but even he is not really late for league so much as he is for, say, tournaments. in which case he gets thrown out of the tournament. But yes, League started again this week. I did pretty well, actually. Like you said, I bloomed here in spring. Plus 58 points for me, which puts me in second place in D2, which is, you know, not really that notable, except for the fact that it does put me already in pretty good shape for moving up to D1 if I can just stay positive the rest of the times, the next four times. It's probably just enough to make it right up there. And a little bit embarrassing, on our Japanese show that we do, we did have a guest once who happened to win the new person in the league tournament once. And as it happens, apparently we were at the same table on Sunday. And I did not quite notice. I had a feeling that I actually knew him from somewhere, but I figured I probably just knew him from D2 League. Mm. And I'm fairly certain, the reason that I kind of remembered him, I thought at the time, was because I think I was actually at the last table with him at the end of the season last year, too. Or last season.
Did you guys talk about that when he was on the show?
I don't think so, because I'm sure he... I mean...
When was he on the show?
I think it was probably about a month and a half ago that he was on the show. It was definitely after the end of last season. I'm fairly certain.
Okay, so you guys were on the same table. And we did the show after you guys were on the same table, right. But neither of you talked about being on the same table.
Well... I would not have remembered that about him. I didn't, when he came, I honestly, I was like, oh, wow, I've never seen this person before. I didn't remember that then. It's funny that I didn't remember that then, if he really is the same person that was at the same table last table then. Perhaps I'm wrong, and he was not at the last table then, and I only thought last week that the reason I recognized him is because he was at my last table last season. But instead, I was supposed to have remembered that he was actually the guest that we had on our Japanese show. And poor him, man, because I don't know, you know, I can't see exactly everything that he was doing, especially because since he kept losing, he would have had no reason to open up his hands. Mm. So it's hard to really know how well or how badly he might have been playing. But, man, did that guy just have an awful league session. So I finished up plus 58 points, which is pretty exceptional. Mm. He finished down 89 points, which is just like, wow. It would be hard to finish that far down even if you tried.
Okay, jerk.
All right, obviously I have had... Alright, I think my worst day is probably about an minus 80 point day.
I've had a minus over 100 before. In one day.
Alright, yeah, but these things happen. And I'm just saying that...
So maybe this thing just happened to him.
I know, but I just think it's difficult.
I don't think it's difficult at all.
The day that I got minus...
It's difficult because you always freaking win.
Obviously I do not. I'm in D2 for Pete's sake.
Yeah, but that's because you couldn't wake up in time.
It is partly that, but yes. So, we'll talk about one of the hands that I really am bummed about later. And how I could have been even up more, like another, say, 20 points or so. But, how did you do in league?
I was just about even.
Just about even.
Mm-hmm. I was up a little bit, like 3.9 points.
Anything interesting of note? Was there anybody interesting at your table?
It was all girls.
All girls.
Which, actually, there's a lot of girls in D1 right now.
Oh, really?
Out of 40 or so people, there's like 12 or 13 girls, which is a pretty big percentage.
Yeah, especially considering that, say, up until 5 or 6 years ago, the percentage of girls in the entire league was probably still only, what? I mean, it was probably less than 20-25%, no?
Yeah.
I think it's...
No, that's about 20... So it's about 25% in D1. Uh-huh. I think it was less than 10%
before.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. So it's something like 25% in D1, though. It is still a fairly male-dominated sport, then, I guess. Or sport. Pastime? Activity? Competition. A fairly male-dominated competition. Although, We now have Gemma in Japan. So, perhaps she hasn't joined any pro associations yet, but given her record in Europe, you'd have to think that if she would join some tournaments here and there in Japan, she might be able to rip it up a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. I hope she does play.
That would be pretty fracking awesome if she just went in there and killed it.
Except for that we'd have to start hating her.
I know. But then, it's Gemma, you can't really hate her. You can hate the result, but you don't have to hate the person.
I don't know, it's really hard for me to hate the result and not hate the person.
So much bitterness.
I know. Well, she hasn't done it yet, so. And I don't hate her for winning all the other tournaments that she won.
Yes, because we weren't in those tournaments, were we?
No.
Did she win anything? Because obviously, had we been there, then we might have been able to put a stop to that.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you have any hands of note? Any interesting plays of note at League?
There was one where I think I made Saori Azuma annoyed.
Annoyed?
At least if I had been in her spot, I would have been annoyed. But, so she reached. Uh-huh. She actually won one of our Reach Mahjong tournaments, and she played in Macau.
Yes, she did. Yeah. And because of that,
I think
that,
she got second place or something.
Yeah, she's the reason that I dropped basically down from... I was killing it at the end of the tournament, and then basically I lost because she killed me. She knocked me out of first place all the way down to third, and she took second, I think.
She probably should have taken first in that tournament. She had a bit of a blunder as well. Anyway, we don't have to get into that. But
yeah.
So she was at my table... And she reached. Uh-huh. She had a pretty bad day. And she reached, and then she, I think she was dealer too.
Uh-huh.
And I was waiting for two, I had 2 5 of cracks and 2 8s of bam or something.
Uh-huh.
So I was already ready. I was already tenpai. And then I pulled the 3 of cracks. And I said, oh, okay, I'm going to reach with this. So I was waiting for the 4 cracks only. I had a gut shot.
And you
chased. I drew it on the first draw. I would have been annoyed if I were her.
I know.
You would have been ready to kill me if you were her.
And I have to say, a lot of the same kind of stuff happened with me and that Sanjiro kid, who is actually, you know, he won the new player tournament last year. Last year or was it 2 years ago? I think. 2 years ago. And, you know, there was a situation where he was dealer. Dora was the 9 of dots. There were a couple, I think there were at least, I could see at least 3 8s of dots.
Mm-hmm.
And after he reached, I got to ready with a total nothing hand. But he had been losing so badly. And I just kind of, I was like, I don't know. I have a ready hand. And and besides that, he had reached so early, and I got to ready fairly soon after that I didn't really have much that I knew was safe anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I don't know, screw it. So I
that is good strategy.
Yeah. But screw it strategy really worked on Sunday. You know, not as often as it does usually. But I reached with throwing the lucky dragon,
mm-hmm.
and then he didn't throw my winner on the next draw, but he threw it a draw later. And I'm sure, you know, when I open my hand and all I've got is reach, he's got to think, God, what does it take? Yeah, I am dealer. I reach fairly early. Give up for Pete's sake. But then, you know, instead I come after him, and he ends up throwing my winner. Even when I have a total nothing of a hand. And from his perspective, when he looks at that, he's got to think, God, do I have no respect at all when I reach? Because obviously I didn't have any respect for him.
Yeah, but I'm sure that Saori thought that too.
Uh-huh.
Poor kid.
I don't know, when that happens to you, like if you reach and then somebody chases you with a reach afterwards... what do you feel when they open their hand? If it's a crappy hand, do you feel like they must have had some really good read on you, or do you often feel like, oh, dude, this person just what, they're just going to go for the win every single time?
Yeah, I think they're just lucky. Nobody's better than me.
Wow, if you work hard, you might become Kaicho someday, too.
No, I it bugs me, but what can you do?
Yes, that's...
So that's why it's kind of fun to do it back.
No kidding, it's when you manage to pull it off.
Yeah. I don't know, I think I figured that I still had turns at dealer left. I think it was early in the game, it was still the East round. Mm-hmm. And I still had turns at dealer left. And I think her hand just didn't look that expensive to me. It might have been. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it in the end, but... I don't know, I thought that...
For some reason you thought you could take a chance there.
Yeah.
Put up a stand
and... Well, I don't know, it's the beginning of the day. If she loses, if I win this hand, she's going to feel like crap. And her game level is going to go down. Mm-hmm. And if I lose, it'd just be like, well, what do you expect? Uh-huh. So, it would just be normal to lose. But if I won, uh-huh, I'd get a whole 1,300 points.
That is awesome.
So, well, no, I really thought that it would affect her mental state in uh-huh the game. And that was my main reason for reaching there. And I think it did, and she ended up losing a lot there. It wasn't specifically aiming at trying to get her to lose, uh-huh, just opponents to lose.
Well, that's interesting. You're really playing the mind game there, for sure.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That was a chance to play it. Uh-huh. It's not like I am good enough to play
it all the time.
But if you look for those opportunities, I think it's good.
Played it, and it paid off. Yeah, you know, obviously I don't really believe in the whole, you know, Nagare, which sort of means flow, and we've talked about this before. But having lost the first game, I took fourth place in the first game. Next game, I was the first dealer. And I got to ready with a hand where I was... I drew the last nine of dots to confirm three colored runs in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I was waiting for the 3-6 of cracks, but there were already four of them out. So there mm-hmm were 2 threes left, and there were 2 sixes left. And I was thinking before that, I probably shouldn't reach with this hand, even if I did have my head was the green dragon,
mm-hmm,
and I did have one door to my hand. So if I got to ready. That didn't have the three colored runs in it. If I drew the 3-6 of cracks, I really would have had to reach because I couldn't confirm that I had a yakuwa. I couldn't confirm that I had a hand point otherwise.
Right.
But having drawn the 9, I had the hand points, and I had a door in my hand already too. So that's already confirming 7,700 points, right?
Right.
And I was thinking before I got to Tenpai, or before I got to ready, that I really shouldn't reach in that situation. Except that right before I got to Tenpai, two people pwned, or cheated, or something. Two people stole tiles from somebody. And then the next draw, I was Tenpai, and I just felt like, you know, if you jerk-offs are going to go for it, then fine, I'd reach. And I drew my winner on the next round. And so that's 4,000 points all from everybody. And from then on, everything just kept falling my way. And it's such a perfect argument for all those people who believe in Nagare, because I really, all of a sudden, having drawn that winner, I just could not miss for the rest of the time, except for this hand that I've drawn on the wall here. Do you see this hand that I've drawn on the wall?
Yes.
I got to ready. This was in the third game. It was my turn as dealer. I was already fairly far into the lead anyway, so I was winning that game. And I got to ready with the in the bamboos, I had 6, 7, 8.
Mm-hmm.
In the dots, I had 8, 8, 8, 6, 6, 4, 4, 2. So I had one group already in the dots, and in the dots I was waiting for 6, 6, 4, 4, and 2, so I could get to Tenpai with a. What am I talking about here? Do I have the right number of tiles? Somehow this doesn't look right all of a sudden. Oh, no, this is right. So, if I drew the 5 of dots, I was thinking, okay, this is a perfect weight, because then I don't have to worry about having a yaku. I can just throw the 2, and hope the 5 comes out. right before I got to Tempi, 5 came out twice in that round. And then I drew the last... I drew another East to become Tempi.
Mm-hmm.
And in that hand, the East was...
Is this how you set up your hand with the 8s on the left and the 4-4-2 on the right?
It's because I remember it this way because these things were already completed groups.
Okay, just checking.
Actually, my hand tends to be set up pretty haphazardly, and I won't even put all my things together in groups all the time anyway. But what I drew to become ready, this is my turn as dealer. Dorda is East, and I drew another East to make 3 Easts in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a Yaku in my hand, no matter what I choose to be Tempi with.
Right.
And in the previous round, 2 fives had already come out. 2 fives of dots had already come out. So my choices for Tempi are... my choices for, yes, being ready, are throwing the 2 of dots so that I'm waiting for the 6 and 4 of dots, or throwing the 4 of dots so that I'm only waiting for the 3 of dots.
Right.
What would you do in this situation?
Wait, so you drew the T? You drew the East?
I drew another East to give myself 3 Easts,
yeah,
which gives
okay.
me a Yaku, it gives me a hand point, and it gives me 3 Dora in my hand. 3 Lucky Dragons in my hand.
I would discard the 2, because I think there's just a lot of chances for to change your hand if something comes.
Oh, for changing your hand too, huh?
Yeah. Because if you get a 5, then you can wait for different things. If you get a 5, you could wait for the 3, 6, and 7.
3, 6, and 7. Oh, wow, yeah, that is a wait that I had not thought of at all.
And if you get a 6, you can wait for... Oh, you win. Sorry. You could win if you...
You know,
if you get
not,
a 7, you could wait for the 5, 8, and 4.
You know, I had not thought about the changing my hand so much. I forget, there may have been a... There may have been enough sevens on the board, too, that I wasn't really expecting to be able to change my hand.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that I, for the same reason as you chose, or I mean, for the reason I chose the same thing as you, the 2, is that if I drew 6 or 4, I would also have 3 concealed triples in my hand, which would make it a 6,000 point from each player, so 18,000 points. And what was really frustrating in this hand is that eventually what I did draw
mm-hmm.
was the 3 of dots. Especially after somebody else had reached. After Sanjiro, the guy that had the worst day, had reached. I ended up drawing the 3 of dots. So I would have actually drawn a 12,000 point hand, 4,000 points from each player, had I waited for the 3. But I do think, and especially now that you point out the fact about changing, that the decision was kind of the right way to go. At least... For the 5, like you say, if I was waiting for the 3, I could still change to the 3-6-7 weight, having drawn the 5.
So that
change still works. But the 7 doesn't work anymore.
Well, yeah, the 7, you're still stuck with your 3 weight. Or you could change it to a 5 weight.
Yeah, either 3 or 5. And the 5 had already just come out. So changing with the 5 would mean that I would have to draw the last 5. The fact that I could see so many 5s made me feel like it would be easier for either the 6 or 4 to come out. But I guess you could also reason that, you know, probably the 3 is not being used either, and the 3 will eventually come out too. I also did not reach in this situation. What do you think about...
No, I think I would just discard the 2 of dots and not reach.
And not reach.
That's what I would do.
Is there anything that you might draw after that to reach?
I think drawing a 5, it would be fine to reach.
Fine to reach.
Waiting for the 3, 6, and 7. Or drawing a 7.
You know, it's funny, and this is something... since I don't believe in luck, obviously believing in this sort of thing would be ridiculous, too. The fact that when I decide that I am going to win a hand, I never, ever win it. And it's weird that when I drew the last East, I really felt like, oh my god, I'm going to throw this 2, and somebody is going to have to throw that 4 or 6. So the 2 5s just came out. There's no way people are using the 4s and 6s. I am going to win this
Except
hand.
For 2 5s could just mean that you're using the 2 4s and 2 6s, and there's 2 more.
Well, but another 5 had come out before that, too. So there was only 1 5 left. And I was so certain that I was going to win this hand. So I can see three of the eights and I can see three of the fives. There has to be at least one six out there waiting for me to draw it or somebody to throw it because they got to ready and they're not paying attention to me because I didn't reach. And two people had already pawned things, and they really looked... Before I drew the last east, I was certain that one of those guys had two easts in his hand. Because it seemed like, why would those guys be trying so hard to win this hand unless they had two lucky dragons in their hand?
Right.
And then I drew that last east, and then I realized, oh my god, these guys are just... They're just going for it with nothing. maybe one of them had one east, so with the hand point that he had in his hand, he would have had one hand point plus the two easts from, you know, he had one east and then I would throw one. That's what he was waiting for.
Right.
And then Sanjiro reaches. And I'm thinking, oh my god, my winner's gotta come out. And then I drew the three of dots. The instant I discarded it, he drew his winner, which was, it was Hanemon, 3,000 points, 6,000 points, and I was dealer that hand, so it was like, oh my god.
No, two of dots is the right
It is the right answer, I think, but man, it's annoying to have missed, you know, that would have been another 12,000 points.
Yeah,
right. I'd be in first place.
Yeah, but that's dumb.
Yeah, it's true. You gotta play what is the right decision, and even on reflection... Like you say, the right decision.
But I think you got to think more about what your hand could change into. Because yeah. I'm always thinking about, especially even if I have like a bad weight. A bad weight is okay as long as there's something you can change to.
That is one of my big problems, is that sometimes early on the hand, I've already decided what sort of shape my hand is going to become.
Yeah.
And I'm very, I'm just not noticing what it could actually become if I was really paying attention. And especially, one of the really big situations that I missed that in is when I had a bunch of things that originally looked like it was going to become a peace hand. And then, you know, for example, I have the 2, 4, 4, 5. And then I draw a 5. Oh, now I have 4, 4, 5. So I'm still just thinking about drawing a 3, 6 to make that a run.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps somewhere else I already had, like, the 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 8, 8, and then a head somewhere, a tama.
Yeah, a pair. Yeah.
Well, you're one away from chi tuitsu, right? Seven pairs. And it's amazing how many times I get to one away from seven pairs, and I don't even notice it.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's one of the really big misses I think I have, and that's something that you could miss in this hand, in this very hand that we're talking about right here. If I drew a 6, 7, 8 of bams, well then
or the two,
yeah. But well, but then I would have to break up my 6, 7, 8 of bams.
Yeah, but I mean, you're still one away.
Still one away, right? But especially even drawing, any of the 6, 7, 8, I can throw away the two and still be one away from ready in seven pairs, and be one away from ready with a normal groupie hand. I don't know. How do you say mensupe?
Just
a
run?
Yeah.
I don't know. Usually a normal hand.
A normally shaped hand. Yes. Not seven pairs. But yeah, so that is a really, really big point to consider. Is, you know, thinking about
the I find that I win the most when I think about what this hand can change. Like, once I get to ready, I think, okay, well, I didn't reach. It's a bad way. But there's lots of options to change my hand, too. So it's better to take the ready hand here. I find I win the most when I'm thinking about that. I'm just thinking like one step ahead.
Thinking about the way your hand can change.
Yeah, possibilities, I guess. Well, I don't know. You can't think like, okay, I'm definitely going to draw this.
I know, bam! Which is what I thought. And I did not win.
I find that's a really good way to lose.
Yeah. Well, it certainly was that hand, that's for damn sure.
Yeah.
And I do, and the suggestions you make about changing the hand are certainly insightful, for sure. Drawing the 5 or the 7, really, there are a lot of ways you can change the hand there. And it definitely improves your weight. And you don't even have to reach anyway.
Plus, you might get, like, 3 concealed triples if you pull the 6 or the 4.
To be honest, that's all I was thinking. Is that the 6 and 4, if I pull my winner... I get not only just, it's not just a 12,000 point hand, it's an 18,000 point hand.
Yeah.
Which seemed so awesome. I was like, obviously I'm going to take the I am going to take the expensive route and win, just because I decided. And, as usual, the I'm going to win because I decided trick did not work. All right, well, that's a fair amount of strategy. Well, that's at least Garth's strategy. Well, Garth's blowing it and Jen's strategy. let's see, what do we got coming up? Do you have any...
I think I'm going to play Champions on Saturday and Monday, maybe. I don't know, we'll see. And Sunday, I'm going to Gunma to play North Kanto. I'm going to play in the qualifier for Masters.
In Gunma?
No.
In Tokyo. Oh, okay. That's
in Tokyo.
In the week after that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm probably going to play in Champions League on Monday. I've somehow managed to have gotten narration gigs on both Saturday and Sunday, so I cannot play any Mahjong this weekend. But the amateur qualifier is, I believe, this weekend.
Yep.
So
and we're trying to get Miss Gemma to play in that.
And any of you out there who happen to hear this podcast in time, we do believe that you can show up on the day of the tournament and play.
Yeah, and if you can't do that, we will sign something for you.
Yeah, and besides that, one of us will may or may not be there. We might be there with Gemma if we can convince her to go.
Maybe. I don't know if we have champions and stuff. I guess it depends on the time and everything.
So. Actually, my narration doesn't start until 1, so if really one of us needs to go there with her just to make sure, it's like, oh, dude, she's in. Come on.
Yeah.
Then flag me down, and say, hey, Garth.
I wonder if we'd just be like, you know what, I'll quit right now if you don't let her play.
Because we have the power.
Do you think that would work? Do you think that we're special enough for that? Do you think that's like a small enough favor that we can ask and threaten to quit for?
It's a tough call. But you might be able to pull that off. Me?
I don't think so. I don't.
It's a little bit like, they like me enough to not kick me out for being late all the time, but they are going to kick me down to another league. It's hard to imagine.
They're not going to have many leagues to kick you down to pretty soon.
To start thinking of a new punishment. let's see. I can't think of any other Mahjong coming up. But yes, please, if you do happen to be in Japan in the next week or two, in the next week, and you hear this in time, please join the Masters qualifying tournament that is on this Saturday.
Yes.
And because we would really like to see some non-Japanese person kill it. And we could say, see, we rock. We will instantly group ourselves in with you.
Yeah, we'll turn racist right away.
We will ride on your coattails into the whole sea.
And you don't even have to be the same race as us.
Yes, we will still say...
We'll still become racist for you. You're so weird, Garth.
We're all foreigners. Okay, well, thank you for listening.
If you're a foreigner in Seoul, you might want to come on vacation to Japan now.
It's about to get attacked, apparently.
Apparently.
Did we get our info out there?
No. And our song's over already.
I know. Dude. I didn't realize that song... I don't think I've ever talked to... Through the entire
it's
song.
It's 3.5 minutes in the entire
song. Apparently I talk too much. Anyway, if you would like to get in touch with us, I am Garthy at Garthy, GARTHE at ReachMahjong.com. Jen.
Jen, JENN at ReachMahjong.com.
I am Garth E with 3 E's, GARTHEEE on Twitter.
And I'm Mahjong Jen, MAHJONGJEN.
At least one of us is a very, very vain person, so that person would love to hear from you. Somebody else is probably a little bit more responsible, but still would love to hear from you.
Oh, this thing says you have to send a postcard by April 5th if you want to play.
Really? I don't know. I'm fairly certain that if you show up on the day, they will try to make an exception, especially if they don't have an even number of people to play.
Oh, so it says you can play on the day, but if... there's too many people, then who made a reservation will be prioritized.
Right, first come, first served.
And it's 3,000 yen to play.
Wow, that is really cheap.
Yeah.
That is less than a third of what it costs us to play.
Yeah, but less than like a tenth of the people make it to the...
Oh, I did not know it was such a small...
I think it was only like 2 people or something.
What?
2 people from the morning, 2 people from the afternoon. Maybe 4 people.
Crap. Wow, that really, that makes Makino's achievement even more impressive.
Okay.
Okay, yes. Until
so as not to go through the song a second time.
Thank you for listening, and we will come back at you next week, because we're weekly.
Yes.
With an E.
On Wednesdays. See ya!
I mean, with two E's.
We are weekly, weekly.
I'm a weak speller.
I'm a weekly speller.
You're weekly grammar.
Bye-bye!